Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Joining us right now is Andrew Baker. He's the headmaster at King David Victory Park High School. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and the listeners from a very cold and wet Victory Park.
Yeah, it's quite the weather system out there. If you are on the roads, please be careful. We have been announcing it. It is not, no joke, and it is not simple at all. So, Andrew, if you could give us your headline, I'd like to say headline earnings. That's how I somehow seem to, what I want to say, but it isn't at all. What are your headline results?
Howard, we are just thrilled once again this year. I think you know me as a head. I'm not one to chase lists of distinctions.
Absolutely.
But it's unavoidable for me to share them with you. We had just under 50 candidates writing in 2021. They got 100% pass and 100% bachelor's degree pass in that cohort, which is terrific. 180 out of a potential 368 individual subject results were distinctions, which takes them to just under 4 distinctions per candidate if we had to average it out. Really proud that almost half the grade, almost 50%, got over 80% as an average. We had 7 out of the 49, which is nearly 15% of the grade, getting a full house, getting distinctions for all of their subjects. The 3 students right at the top with averages of more than 90%. We got 2 on the IB's list of commendable achievers and 1 on the list of IB outstanding achievers. And our top number, one of the students got 9 distinctions in total, 1 with 8, 8 with 7. So right up at the top there. But I really just want to pay tribute to that whole group, those personal bests going right throughout the group. They just shone tremendously after 2 exceptionally tough years. So we're overjoyed.
It really has been very, very tough years. And especially for a school, I imagine, like Victory Park, that doesn't simply just look at the academic. You look at the whole student, as many of our schools do, but in different ways. A lot of your, in fact, I'm loving the birds in the background. Is that a Victory Park thing?
They're finally coming out again after the rain.
It gives a whole new meaning to tweeting, doesn't it? But a school like Victory Park, which is very, very much involved with the arts and with this type of focus on the student, it must be quite difficult. It must have been enormously difficult, in fact, over the last 2 years for the students.
Very much so, Howard. I mean, also because we've been accelerating our journey towards being increasingly inclusive on this campus. It's really one of our big agenda items for Victory Park is that inclusivity, not just, you know, looking at highly academically competent, but as a true community school, our doors are open to all. And so that's been a big agenda item. And so supporting them, it's been tough, you know, at home, it's been tough at school. It's been tough and really just trying to maintain that holistic balance, which under COVID conditions is so difficult because we haven't been able to come together in crowds and groups. We managed to still run our major production last year, which was a fully masked production. So we really strive to maintain the holism and that balance that you speak about, particular flair in the arts, as we well known, but to keep that academic rigor going at the same time. And for each student, wherever he or she is on their journey, just to keep tracking them forwards and upwards. And the results really bear testimony to that.
If I could ask you to pick 3 words that describe your student body or your matrix of last year, what would they be?
3 words, top of mind, incredibly courageous, optimistic, and a good sense of humor.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And those are probably the ingredients to deal with many, many challenges that they've going to face and we all face in our journeys. Well done to you. Well done to King David Victory Park for some phenomenal results.